Utah rules!
Competitors descended on Ocean City this past weekend for the fourth consecutive time. Skateboarders and bicyclists were there to compete in the Dew Tour, held inside the massive rounded-out structures on the beach, and fans were out in force.
The Dew Tour is super fun, and I like that people come here from all over the world to Ocean City, and I'm a local.
We're having a great time in the sun. There's hot skaters everywhere. It's pretty live. There's free stuff.
I've been a fan of skateboarding since I was a kid myself. I enjoy watching the young guys mix it up with the older guys.
Pretty nice down here. It's our first year seeing it. We miss it every year. And here to see all the older guys. Don't know too much of the newer guys down here.
You can't beat it. There's always a lot of good vibes and stuff like that. There's a lot of good skateboarders and surfing and stuff like that. And if you guys ever get a chance, Dew Tour is definitely the way to go.
And of course, the vendors were also on hand. Paul Mitchell's cosmetology schools cut and dried hair under a big tent. Tiffany stood with her hands red from the hair dye.
We've been here doing haircuts, braids, inkworks, giving out free samples of Paul Mitchell product. It's been a lot of fun, met a lot of cool people, and cutting hair in the wind is pretty sweet. So.
But she says it is a little tiring.
It's nonstop people coming in and out. We have about an hour wait for all of our services right now.
I'm covered in hair that's not mine.
Yeah.
But it's also been good for business along the boardwalk. Winifred Holzer works in one of the eateries during the summer.
It's pretty wild on the boardwalk. So I'll be working at Guido's Burritos tonight, where I'm pretty sure the after party will follow.
The action takes place in the huge structures that have been set up on the beach for the skateboarders and BMX cyclists. Competitors wear heavy knee pads and solid helmets. And when they slip, they try to slide into the boards, but not always with success. Maryland's favorite son is 41-year-old skateboarder Bucky Lassick of Baltimore. He participated in the vert, which requires a lot of time in the air, and says there is a basic rule.
It helps not to get hurt, but when you're pushing yourself, you're pushing the limits, it happens, and it's happened to me twice this year. I've had a shoulder injury, and I had an elbow injury just before X Games, so I'm battling it right now.
And injuries are not just limited to skateboarders. Andy Buckworth, who won the BMX Park final as a cyclist, says at one point he looked down at the course ready to jump.
After the buzzer had gone off, and I'm sitting on the deck about to try a world first in the BMX Park course. Could have gone anywhere. I could have landed on my head, you know. I'm trying to get the crowd pumped up.
And a fall can mean the difference between winning and losing. 39-year-old Sandro Dias from Brazil began his try at the vert in pretty good shape, and then
flip my board and my board fly away from my hands, and I could grab it good to land. That's why I fell. But I was really confident to land that time, so it didn't work. I was like, oh my God.
No.
He came in third. The sport of skateboarding has seen many ups and downs in popularity. It began in the 1950s when surfing caught on in California. Then, after fading from the public mind, it got a shot in the arm with urethane skateboard wheels in the 1970s and revolutionary videos in the 1980s. Meanwhile, BMX cycling took off in the 1970s with the arrival of the first nonprofit-sanctioned motocross competitions. These may be thought of as a young man's sport, but the competitors ranged from their early teens into their 40s. And that took on some significance during the BMX Park final.
Ryan Nyquist!
35-year-old Ryan Nyquist is a legend in the sport, entering his first competition at the age of 16. But he was edged out of first place by Andy Buckworth, who is still in his mid-20s. Nyquist.
I mean, anytime you lose to someone that does an amazing run, like, you can't help but just be like, all right, that's the way it ended up. So, I mean, no bad feelings whatsoever, just a great contest.
Andy Buckworth reflected on Nyquist's career.
I still respect him as a legend to this day, and I think I always will. Watching all the old videos of Miracle Boy and Nyquist and just all the Nyquist videos on the internet, he's been just a legend since the 90s. He's just been killing it. So he'll always be super high in my BMX favorites book.
So how does Nyquist view his young competitors?
I mean, I was really excited my last run. I just went as fast as I could that quarter and just did a huge 540. And, like, you know, all the young kids were like, dude, that was insane. I'm like, that's pretty cool from you, because I just saw some crazy, insane stuff that you guys just did. So it's mutual respect, but it's just different styles, you know, and that's why it's called freestyle.
As the competitors whip through their paces, concentration, of course, is the name of the game. But warns Pierre-Luc Guéon, who won the Vert in skateboarding, you have to relax.
Before my last run, I was joking around, like laughing, like it's a normal session. Kind of takes the edge off. Then I just focus and just do it, you know. Versus like overthinking everything, then you end up like overthinking stuff so much that you end up like screwing up. It's like something we practice so much and we've done so many times. If you just let it happen, it just happens kind of like naturally, because we've repeated that stuff so many times.
This is the fourth time that Ocean City has hosted the Dew Tour, and skateboarder Guéon says the fans seem to appreciate it more.
When you skate, like, you know, anywhere on the East Coast, or like, they don't get to see it so much, so they get really excited about the skating, and they definitely show a lot of love.
Matt Forney provided repertorial work for this story. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.